Well, chances are, if you're a farmer, it's because your dad and grandpa were both farmers, and it's also likely you may have inherited your farm from them. And you may be looking ahead to passing your family farm along to your children or your grandchildren. When it comes to putting together a farm succession plan, it's best to set up a meeting with a professional mediator. And that's where the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program can help. Joining us is Dr. Kathy Ann Tover-Filon. She's the Executive Director of Mediation Services, servicing Allegan, Barry, and Ottawa counties in West Michigan. And Kathy, I understand that you have a personal story to share about your family's farm. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, my dad's family farm was passed on to my uncle. And my uncle had that farm, was farming, was a single person, got married, and then ended up with pressure with the economy, and his spouse decided to sell that farm. And shortly after, as that sale was going through, he was actually killed in an accident at 40 years old. Without any succession planning in place, there was a lot of emotion wrapped up. And I was a child, and I can remember all of the emotion and the emotions I had as a child losing my uncle. So there was all of this emotion. He was a young man, from my perspective now, as someone who's older than 40, and it was just not expected. And so these are the kind of conversations that we can help people have as early as possible. It's never too early to have these conversations and make some decisions, because we know that farming accidents happen. And if you don't have plans in place, the farming legacy that you've established is at such great risk, and you don't want your family to have to deal with that at the time that they may be mourning you, the person that, you know, was really the rock in your family and running that family farm that had such a beautiful legacy.
And Kathy, you mentioned having that plan in place, that succession plan. First of all, a contract is what you should have, as you said, to your point, because health issues, accidents, anything may pop up that can make that transition far more challenging.
Absolutely. And sometimes, so another way that we can step in, sometimes there is a lot of emotion and a lot of controversy where you can't even get to that contract yet. We can step in and help facilitate that discussion and have everyone air those feelings. And I know I grew up in a farm community with a very stoic family, so I know we don't like to talk about feelings, but we definitely have them. So bringing us all together so we can air what our concerns are before we get to the point that, okay, now we're ready to sit down and draw up a contract and we're ready to mediate a contract. I think that's also where we can step in and help. We can make sure that everyone is heard and has their say and can talk about, you know what, here's what I think needs to be done before we step into, okay, now we're ready to formally mediate that contract of what that plan is going to be.
And you and your team and others with the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program certainly provide that environment to where all parties, all family members can sit down and have a real open, honest conversation about what's important to them in farm succession planning.
Absolutely. And what's amazing is this service is free. It is paid for, so you don't have to worry about what is it going to cost us to enter into this process. We use professionally trained volunteers to facilitate these discussions and to do these mediations. So they are professionally trained just like a private mediator is. They go through the exact same training, but then they choose to volunteer for us. And we actually have a lot of attorneys that privately mediate, but then they also give back to their community by providing volunteer hours for us for programs like this.
Kathy, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team or anyone across the state when it comes to setting up one of these meetings with the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program and the Michigan Community Mediation Association?
The best way is to call us at 1-800-616-7863.
And you can also check out the website, which is michiganmediates.org. Once again, Dr. Kathy Ann Tover-Filon, she's the Executive Director of Mediation Services, servicing Allegan, Barry, and Ottawa counties in West Michigan. Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your time with us today here on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.